Hello, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. I think it's the 8th, Monday the 8th. I think Monday is the 8th of June. It's just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a change. I'm just making my way. I've been working on the land today, and we'll be heading home soon. But before, I'm going to sit on the little, what we call, I suppose it's a veranda, is it? The decking, whatever you want to call it. I want to put my gloves, which are soaking wet, on there so they can dry. And I'm going to sit in the sunshine. It has been raining, ladies and gentlemen. It has been raining all day, and there are now dark clouds. I think they're just passing the sun, which is handy. So I'm just enjoying a bit of sunshine. And as I was sitting here, looking at the marvellous landscape, the trees, and in particular the bird feeder, with some fat balls and some mealworms, watching the blue tits, the great tits, the dunnocks, the blackbirds, and even spotted wood pigeons, not wood pigeons, woodpeckers, coming and eating, feeding their young. We've had a lot of nesting, eggs and fledglings, and it's interesting to watch the young being fed and being learning how to hunt for food and grubs and things. Robins too come along. It's lovely to see. And where I have been turning earth over, exposing some worms in the soil for various beds that we've been working on, or just areas where we're trying to clear the brambles and pull out the roots, which is a very hard and thankless task. The robins come afterwards and have a good peck about. Good for them, I say. So, and as I'm doing this, I'm feeling a little bit philosophical. And before the sun disappears, which it may well do, trying to work out what it's doing. It's very slow moving, the clouds above me, but they seem to be either going to miss or encroach, and the sun may be out only for a short period. But I'm feeling quite philosophical, and I thought I'll grab the recorder because I didn't do one this morning. And I do try to do these as regularly as possible, but it's not always possible. And I thought, yeah, before I stop for the day, and, well, I'm just having a bit of a rest. I've got stuff to tidy up and clear up and things. There's not a lot really to water because the rain and the damp, even in the polytunnel, things have not dried out. So that's good. And it does mean that I don't have to go and water the potatoes and all the other plants. Julia's not here at the moment. She was here earlier, but she's gone off with the kids and down to her parents and things, which is nice. Meet them after school, you know, all this sort of thing. Grab them and take them down to mum and dad. Her mum and dad, of course. And it's just nice to sit here and think, golly, a year ago, we haven't been here. A year ago, we weren't here. And I wondered if, I say, Phyllis, oh, that is going to, unfortunately, block out the sun, which is very lovely. I can see it now creeping over, which is a shame. And I wanted to talk, I suppose, briefly, about the universe. And whatever it is, you know, whatever we conceive it to be, which, of course, I think that we are the universe, that we are it, we are all there is. And I've spoken about this many, many times. But sometimes life, what we perceive life to be, and the problems of life, which partly I imagine we generate ourselves, makes us forget that we are actually the universe, and that we basically can sort out all our ills and problems by being one with it. And I guess it's that business that throughout my life, even before I was aware that that I was part of the universe, or the universe is part of me, however you know, that we are all one, that one's life is answering those pleas and questions, but not always in the way that we think that we want these things answered and questioned. And throughout one's life, I thought I wanted something, and maybe I didn't quite get it. But afterwards, I realized, but what I did get was the right thing. And you could look at that from friends, relationships, career moves. And I'm sitting here looking at this wonderful scenery about what we're doing, and I have no idea really what the future is. We're growing stuff, we're learning about growing, we want to grow for ourselves initially. It would be lovely to share some of what we've got, and we do. We take gives bits and pieces as we started to start harvest things like broad beans and basil and things like that. We, you know, offering these gifts to our friends, because they have also been helpful to us, and there'll be more, and it'll all be good. And I think it's almost hard to believe that we're here, and I'm so grateful, so very grateful for this, to be here at this moment right now, because now is the only moment there is. But not just that, that I suppose in some way one asked the universe to find us some land. And I think what we were asking for was much grander and larger than what we have. But now, in hindsight, what we have is perfect. And it's the right size for us. And maybe in the future we will, I don't know how, get more land and have perhaps more animals, or have some animals. And maybe that will be the... Excuse me, yawning. I've been working hard. Maybe that will be the thing. Maybe that is the thing. But the fact that we're here, and that this is more than adequate, and we're learning how big 2.5 acres can be when nature is starting to do all its finery, growing more brambles, more thistles, more long grasses, dock leaves and stinging nettles and sticky willy and bindweed. But at the same time, gifts of things we hadn't noticed before, a second apple tree, for example, beautiful array of buttercups, which when we came here 2 months into the future, but last year, in other words, the end of July, August time, there were no buttercups. It was just long grass. And of course, where we've been cutting the grass, other flowers, orchids, have come up. We've got, purple flowers on stalks, clover. And forget-me-nots, and I think something called Jill's Tea, which are little, minute little purple flowers. They're like little trumpets. And we've got the birds, of course, that it's been absolute joy to watch, the insects, and the little mice that we see scurrying around, and voles, and are they dwarf voles? And shrews, or dwarf shrews, I forget which one it is, Julia knows. It's been just, it's wonderful. And then to see the growth of the crops that we have in has been absolutely just amazing. I'm going to light my pipe, which I'd started smoking before I suddenly thought, I should record this. and share it, share my feelings. The rustling you can hear is the wet weather gear that I've been wearing, although I've taken off my jumper and opened the zip on the coat. And that's an aeroplane going overhead. The sun is back out. Things are drying. I recorded tomorrow's video earlier today, and it's about persistence. It is about the joy of and satisfaction of doing a job that you don't give up on, even though whatever it is can have its problems. We're going back to the universe. What this reminds me, I suppose, is that when you ask, you know, it's that business of ask and you will receive. I think a lot of people who do this don't necessarily ask very clearly, or you do ask clearly, but what comes back is what is right for you. But you may not know it at the time. And I think that's an interesting aspect of it that's often not talked about. You know, you might be asking for the normal cliche things, you know, give me more money. But that may not be the thing you need to be asking for. Because money in and of itself is dead. You know, you may want to be able to pay the bills. But it may be a different thing that suddenly appears that enables you to earn some money and pay the bills. What we tend to do, I think, is we worry that things are going to get worse than they are. And so therefore we do manifest these things to a certain degree. How much is fate? How much is preordained? And how much is actually you? Well, it's all you. That's the thing. It is all you. But how much of it is consciously you, that you're aware that you're doing these things? Sorry, I've been tampering my pipe down. Not a lot of tobacco left in it. One of the absolute joys I have is when you've worked. Is to sit in stillness and observe the world around you and allow your thoughts to drift. I'm not big on meditation as in meditation for its own sake, that you try and exclude all thoughts or you concentrate on sound or all this sort of stuff. I don't prescribe to that. I do prescribe to stillness, patience, and allowing yourself to trust your gut. Now, your gut reaction to things can happen at any time, and very often, perhaps, it's a very quiet voice. And it can be confusing sometimes, because it can also be wishful thinking you've confused it with. And you think, oh, that's a gut reaction, but it's a wishful thinking thing. And I'm trying to be more aware of my gut reaction and my gut feelings, because they tend to be more right than me thinking that it's my gut and getting confused with the two. That may be a lifelong pursuit. Who knows? But I do think that we have all the tools around to make our lives as beneficial as possible, but we often don't realise it. And we don't always trust, let's say, the universe, God, the Creator, our own selves, the one that we are with everything. We don't always, you know, trust that implicitly. And I know I've been guilty of that because there seems to be nothing else that makes sense, really. And when you can't do anything about something other than worry about it, then perhaps the time is to stop worrying and to cast positive ideas or just relax and say, look, I can't do anything about this. It will work itself out. It will be okay. And when I look back, mostly things have been okay. They may not have gone the way one would have wished or one dreamt or one tried to materialise, but they went in a direction that you learnt something from it. It seemed to be actually, in the end, better once you've gone through the journey, and it, in retrospect, it made sense. Excuse me yawning. Anyway, I'm not going to witter on today. I just wanted to record a little thing and talk about the universe, because sitting here in the sunshine, watching the birds on the bird feeder, listening to the wind, I think you can hear the wind, it's going through the trees, it's quite a hiss. Although we're sheltered, I'm sheltered here, so there's not much wind on the microphone. It is a wonderful thing, and you're just overwhelmed by what a wonderful life it is. Of course, tomorrow may be a recording of complete mayhem. Who knows? Anyway, I feel like I'm nodding off, so I'm going to stop at 18 minutes in and say thank you for listening. Till next time, look after yourself. Goodbye.